in order in the opening inning. River Valley with no runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Dodgeville coming up on WRCO FM in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Here is the River Valley defense on the mound tonight for the RV Blackhawks. A left-hander getting set for the warm-ups is Quincy Blakely. Abbott Milanowski is behind the plate. At first base for River Valley is Chase Gilbertson. Jordan Gallagher is at second. Logan Willis, the shortstop. Danny Yonke is at third. In the outfield, Jaden Gallagher in left, Griffin Specker in center, and Caden Plumley in right. First Dodgeville batter is Nathan Johnson. And here's the pitch by Quincy. It's going to be taken low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Yep, we just got here a couple of weeks ago and said good evening, everyone. And then pretty quickly we said good night with the rain. Here's one foul back for a strike. 1-1 to Nathan Johnson. Likewise, River Valley softball broadcast last night was canceled. We were set to come to Dodgeville and broadcast that showdown, which is always a good game between those two teams. Here's the pitch, ripped high and deep to left field, but should be playable. Gallagher is back, and he's got it for out number one. Johnson gave it a good ride. That'll bring up Jake Graber, the right fielder. He'll be followed by first baseman Riley Berg. Also, Ben Hawkinson, the catcher, hits cleanup for the Dodgers. Noah Pitts in left field hitting fifth. Aiden Murphy to shortstop hits sixth. There's a strike to Graber. Brady Jabs in center field, followed by Joey Otterbaum, the pitcher, hitting eighth. And Luke Luttrell at second, batting number nine. This one is upstairs, and the count, one ball and one strike to the hitter. Fielders looking with their backs in the sun. Here's a high fly to center, and that one is caught by Griffin Specker. Two up, two down. Graber gave it a good ride, but right at the center fielder. And that'll bring up Riley Berg. Riley today playing first base. Grandson of Pat Riley. Here's the pitch. That one is high. What an honor it must be to be able to coach your grandkids in high school sports. Hang around that long. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. This one upstairs. And I think about Dodgeville has that with their softball team as well, with Gene Van Dyke coaching his granddaughters the last few years. 2-0 count. Blakely with a pitch. Swing and a piece of it. 2-1 to the batter. Hawkinson due next. Quincy Blakely for River Valley trying to take the Dodgers 1-2-3. There's the pitch down low. 3-1 now on the hitter. Crowd continuing to assemble. This game started a hair before 5 o'clock today. 3-1 offering. Here's the pitch. That is taken down low, and we have our first base runner of the game. Berg heads to first. One on with two away for Ben Hawkinson. I brought along my windbreaker today, but no need for it. A little gun shy from some of the games we've had, including Tuesday nights that turned out cold and rainy at the end. There's a strike call to the batter. Runner stays at first base. Chase Gilbertson playing the bag for the defense. A slight lead for Berg. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. Not a bad play. Blakely, of course, the left-handers have a little bit of an advantage as pitchers oftentimes. Got that very deceptive move. Blakely working from the stretch. Nothing in one offering. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air to left field. They're going to challenge Gauger again. And Jaden responds with a good catch. Running grab in left field for out number three. And that will do it for Dodgeville in the opening inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left. And we go to the second inning. Scoreless here in Southwest Conference Baseball between River Valley and Dodgeville. On WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Jewel Associates Engineering in Spring Green have been serving the local area for more than two decades. They appreciate all the clients for projects big or small and the work provided for the local dedicated professionals and technical staff at Jewel Associates. Without quality personnel, Jewel's success would not be possible. Jewel Associates engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for all the amazing achievements on and off the playing surface. Jewel Associates engineers, proud to be a part of jobs well done, and go Blackhawks!
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Welcome back to Dodgeville, Centennial Park. Bill Nee with you on a beautiful Friday afternoon, top of two. Chase Gilbertson, Danny Yonke, and Jordan Gallagher due for the Blackhawks. Scoreless ball game here at Centennial. Park is a big park. Takes a pretty good sized poke to get it out of here. Gilbertson standing in, the junior first baseman. And here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Chase is also a veteran of our morning talk show. He's been on there a few times. Involved with the River Valley FFA. Here's the pitch. Sawed off and fouled and out of play. One ball and one strike. Very little, if any, wind today. Sit out on the deck. Feels like a spring training day or something in Arizona. Beautiful. One ball and one strike from Otterbaum. Joey set to work. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Down goes to two and one to the batter. Brewers with a win today over the Cubs. 3-1. I heard the right inning. I listened to the inning in which the Brewers put a good hitting clinic together and got the runs across to take the lead and the win. Here's a rip to center, base hit. Chase Gilbertson with a solid single, and the Blackhawks have their first hit and first base runner. One on, nobody out for Yonke, number 16, playing at third base today. He's also been the River Valley number one pitcher. He'll stand in. Runner leading at first base. Otterbaum checks in with the vision, and now here's the pitch. Ripped down the right field side and in there for a base hit. Gilbertson will stop at second. That's a base hit for Yarkey. So the Blackhawks have two aboard. That one kind of snuck through between second and first. And Jordan Gallagher will be the batter. Jordan making his way in from the right-hand side of the plate. Runners at first and second. Still nobody out in the second inning. Otterbaum back to work. Now steps off the rubber. And the runners stay honest. Getting back to their respective bags. Otterbaum set. Kicks. Batter shows bunt. It's bunted. And right in front of the pitcher. Otterbaum picked it up. Bobble throws. And they didn't get him. And it gets by. And Gilbertson is going to score. Coming around now at third. And staying there is Yonke. To second base is Gauger. And it is 1-0 River Valley. So the Blackhawks get it done. Going in to score is Gilbertson. Yonke heads over to third base. And Gauger makes it to second base. He'll score it a hit. And then had to be a throwing error. So the first error of the ball game. Here's the pitch. Bounce toward third, down the line, and the shortstop trying to back it up, coming home with it. Head first slide, not in time for Yonke. Everybody safe. River Valley putting the bat on the ball, getting after it here today, taking a 2-0 lead. So they'll score that. An error, it looks like, on the hit by designated hitter Trey White. So runners at first and third. And that'll bring up Logan Willis. The inning remains alive with no one out here for River Valley. Dodgeville catcher Ben Hawkinson given the sign and Otterbaum. Back to catcher out in front of the plate. Giving the signs on the chest protector. And now we're ready. Throw to first. Nope. They were possibly executing a pickoff play at first base. But the runner, Trey White, staying put over here on the first base side. There's the pitch, bunted foul, and out of play. These teams always seem to be toward the top in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Entering today, Platteville has a record of 6-4. Richland Center at 5-3. Prairie du Chien 4-3. Dodgeville 5-2. River Valley 5-2. And Lancaster 5-1. Here's the pitch, down low, and on the play. Runner thinking about it from third, but wisely holds up as Hawkinson finds the ball. Count at 1-1. Two runs on three base hits for River Valley and still no one out. Otterbaum set. There's the pitch. It's bunted and the catcher dives, makes a great catch. There is one away on the bunt attempt by Willis. Diving catch by the catcher, Ben Hawkinson. One away. Runners stay at first and third. Jaden Gallagher will be the batter. Runners at the corners now with one away in the top of the second. Otterbaum looking in for the target from Hawkinson. Here's the pitch. Low. One ball and no strikes. Jaden Plumley and the top of the River Valley order due next. Jaden is the sixth batter of the inning. Here's the pitch. Check swing and a strike. One ball and one strike. Called a lot of games in this park. They've made a lot of improvements over the years. Ohio Valley, Babe Ruth played here every year. There's a chopper to third. Picked up. They'll go to second for one. No, and they'll miss. It rolls into the outfield, and another run scores. 3-0 River Valley. They've got the runner White at third and Gallagher at first base. So Dodgeville commits another error here, and a River Valley run scores. That makes it 3-0. Conference on the infield for the Dodgers. With the top of the order, Caden Plumley due next. Caden will head down the third base line to have a word with his coach. Coach Heinemeier also talking to the third base runner, Trey White, about the possibilities here. Still in good standing to continue a big inning for River Valley. Off to a 3-0 jump. Three hits, for River Valley. 3 Dodgeville errors in the inning. The Blackhawks take it full advantage. Runners at the corners, one away. And Plumlee, the batter, Otterbaum is set. There's the pitch. Runner going to second. It's a ball. Throw to the shortstop, cutting it off. And hit. That one almost rolled into center field. And it stopped. And White stays at third base. Stolen base for Jaden Gauger. So 2-3 with a 1-0 pitch. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Otterbaum brings the number one that time. Back and ready, looking down the barrel. Otterbaum with the kick and the pitch. Mounts in front of the plate, and it hooks foul. 2 strikes now on the batter. 1-2. Pat Riley, Dodgeville coach, in his throne in the dugout. Dodgeville watching this closely here as River Valley continues to put the pressure on. Here's a chopper foul, third base side. Brought back to the field. So they'll check back and try it again here. Runners at second and third. 3-0 Blackhawks in the second. Here's the pitch. Changeup is high. And the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Plumlee, the 7th batter of the second inning for River Valley. Otterbaum looking for the target from Hawkinson. Here's the windup and the pitch down low for a ball. Full count now. 3 balls and 2 strikes. It could possibly bring in a pair of runs for River Valley. Payoff pitch. Bounced foul down the line. No, Chinemeyer attempted a bare hand, but it went whizzing down the line on the ground. And they'll bring it back in. Baseballs don't whiz down the line like they did when I played. Ours always had strings coming off them, so they actually did when they were flying. Full count. Here's the pitch. High in the air and deep to left. It should score the run. Dips his back. Noah makes the grab. Runner tags. Here comes Trey White. And he will score. And the Blackhawks lead 4-0. So a deep drive by Caden Plumlee is out number 2. But he gets the run home. And Griffin Sprecher will be the batter. Jaden Gauger remains at second base. And Sprecher, the left-handed batter, up against Donnerbaum. Here's the pitch. Popped foul back over into the apple orchard. Apple blossom time here in Dodgeville. Runner back at second base. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Ball inside. 1 ball and 1 strike to the hitter. Runner tags at second and now gets the lead. Otterbaum set. There's the pitch. High. And the count goes to 2-1. A long inning here for the Blackhawks, but they don't mind. Making things happen. 2-1. Otterbaum with a pitch. That's high. 3-1. Hitters count for Griffin Sprecher, Abbott Milanowski due next for the Blackhawks. Otterbaum for the pitch. Down low, he walked him. And the 9th batter of the inning, Abbott Milanowski, is coming up. That's the first walk given up by Otterbaum. Milanowski, the catcher, popped out to first base his previous time up. Now stands in with a wide-open stance. Otterbaum ready. There's the pitch. Ripped in the air to left. Down the line. The left fielder's over. He won't get it. It goes all the way to the corner. Gauger scores. Going to second is Milanowski with a double. And the Blackhawks score again. 5 runs across in this second inning. Griffin Sprecher at second base. And I should say Milanowski at second base. Nice job getting a hit right down the line. Gets the RBI. And Dodgeville is out of the dugout. And they're going to be talking it over here with the infield. Otterbaum has been met soundly and often here by River Valley in the inning. So they have batted around. River Valley's next hitter up is Chase Gilbertson, who started this with a single, and he scored a run earlier this inning. So River Valley having some fun. Six runs across now. Two RBIs from Milanowski on that hit. Gauger scored. Sprecher scored from third base. And the conference is over. It appears that no changes will be made. The Dodgers just trying to get out of it here. River Valley trying to keep the pressure on. There's still a runner out there on second base. Wide open stands for Gilbertson. Otterbaum with a pitch. It is high. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Four runs and six hits for the Blackhawks all in this inning. Here's the pitch. That is called a strike. One ball and one strike to the batter. Runner leads at second base. Otterbaum checks in. The 1-1 offering. Curve outside. 2-1. These teams have had quite a rivalry over the years. River Valley making it through Dodgeville, going to state. What was that, 30 years ago? 94. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. 2-2. I had the extreme blessing to call that game. It was a great one over at the high school field in Dodgeville. 2-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And River Valley is finally retired. In the inning, they put up a total of six runs on four hits. Dodgeville commits three errors. After an inning and a half, River Valley six, and Dodgeville nothing on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Welcome back to Dodgeville. River Valley leading it 6-0. And Noah Pitts will bat in the bottom of the second. Quincy Blakely goes back to work for the Blackhawks. Here's the pitch. And there is a ball high. One ball, no strikes. Noah Pitts followed by Aiden Murphy and Brady Jabs. Here's the next pitch from Blakely. Foul straight back. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Nice crowd enjoying the game here this afternoon. Here at Dodgeville, you have that overhang the roof, so you're shaded. You can see sun doesn't block it too badly. Here's the pitch, reached out and missed. He tries to go after an outside pitch. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Back to Blakely. Quincy from the windup. There's the pitch. That one bounced in front of the plate for ball two. I have a full week of games next week. River Valley Dodgeville softball game canceled yesterday will be played Wednesday at 4 here in Dodgeville. There's the pitch. That one is high. And the count is full up now. Three balls, two strikes on Dodgeville's number five hitter. Here comes the pitch. Reached out and touched high in the air to left field. Jaden Gallagher is coming in, circles, and hauls it in for the first out. One away for Aiden Murphy. Murphy, number three, playing shortstop this afternoon for the Dodgers. River Valley infield, back a couple of steps. And the left-hander Blakely is set to work. Here's the pitch. Changeup is low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Quincy came on last year and pitched in a couple of games that I had the opportunity to broadcast, and I was impressed by him. He's got good speed and kind of deceptive delivery. This pitch is upstairs. Ball two. 2-0. I think Quincy might have pitched in that wild Richland Center game that went 14 or 15 innings last spring. There's a strike on the batter, and the count goes to 2-1. Blakely is set. Again, winds and fires. That one is called a strike. Nice job by Blakely, hitting it right across lower part of the strike zone, and the count is even at 2-2. From the windup, there is the pitch. That one bounces again in front of the plate. The ball 3-2. Pull up now. Blakely works really quickly. Elanowski, the catcher, trying to slow him down a little bit. Now everybody back into place, and the payout pitch is swung on and hit toward the middle and in there for a base hit. Aiden Murphy will round and look for the Dodgers, and he's aboard with a one-out single. Brady Jabs will be the batter. We look forward to some home talent games coming up during the upcoming season. The schedule beginning in about 3 weeks. Dodgeville playing its home games here. River Valley players in the league, primarily with Plain and with Arena. Time is taken now. Dodgeville bringing out a courtesy runner, I believe. So we'll wait and see Pat Riley counters with. Will be number 7, Boone Rickard. He is out to run at first base. One on, one away in the bottom of the second inning for the Dodgers. Quincy Blakely to the belt. Pickoff move, throw to first, not in time. Not a bad idea getting a throw over to first base. Get that courtesy runner in that might not necessarily be acclimated to the game-like situations. Here's the pitch. That one is down low. Again, a throw by the catcher down to first, and the runner is back in time. Rickard staying fairly close to the bag for the Dodgers. Blakely is set. Here comes the pitch. That's called a strike. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Dodgers, a good run in the tournament the last couple of years. 1-1 offering. There is the pitch. Bounced foul. And strike two by Brady Jabs. He'll come back and do it again. Runner at first base. 6-0 River Valley, if you're just joining us. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Long way to go. Dodgeville is warming up. New man on the right field side. Here's a reached out and touch pop-up. Second base side, Jordan Gallagher has it for out number two. And the hitter will be Joey Anderbaum, the pitcher. Joey hitting eighth in the lineup. Rickard will get a bit of a lead at first. Chase Gilbertson playing the bag for the Blackhawks. Blakely ready. There's the deal. There's a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. Vincey gets that ball, and he is ready to go again. To the belt. Here comes the pitch. Change up, strike, two, call. Nothing and two. Good pitching for Blakely. Keeping him off balance. And the 0-2 offering with a runner at first base. Blakely to the belt. The pitch down low. One ball and two strikes. Rickard back to first base. Gets a slight lead. 1-2 pitch from Quincy. There it is, down low for a ball. The count is even at two balls and two strikes. So runner tags at first. Gilbertson still playing the bag. Blakely ready to go with a 2-2 offering. That one is high above the letters. Throw back to first and not in time. At first slide by Rickard. The count goes full now at three balls and two strikes. Blakely ready to work to the belt and the pitch. Change up, swung and a miss, and they got him. That'll do it. Quincy Blakely gets strikeout number one for his day. Dodgeville in the inning, no runs and a hit, no errors, one left on. We go to inning number three here at Dodgeville Centennial Park. A 6-0 lead here for the River Valley Blackhawks. Off to a good jump on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Dodgeville making a pitching change as we enter the top of the third inning. It's Aiden Murphy. Murphy now the pitcher. Joey Otterbaugh moves to third base, and that makes the shortstop moving over toward the shortstop side. And that is, let's check that, number 21. I don't know if I have a 20. I'll make that 27. All right, that makes sense. That's Nathan Johnson, who was playing third base. So Dodgeville making some defensive switches. The line on Otterbaum, three strikeouts and one walk. Also gives up four hits. 6-0, River Valley leading. And here is Danny Yonke, who had a hit during that six-run uprising in the second inning. Yonke calls time, now stands in. Murphy, right-hander, and he is ready. There's the pitch. That is a ball. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. Ravelli trying to keep it going here. Up to a good start. The pitch, that's high. Murphy appears to be a harder thrower, but it's missed on his first two pitches. Doing nothing to Yankee. Here's the deal. That one is down low, ball three. 3-0. Jordan Gallagher and Trey White due for the Blackhawks here in the inning. Here's the pitch. Strike on the board. It's 3-1. Lots of baseball stories around this town. It's been a baseball, basketball town for years. The pitch. High fly ball, right field. Right fielder coming on. Graber coming on, and he's got it. Balls it in for out number one. Jack came a long way in right field to pull in that one from Danny Yonke. Jordan Gallagher will be the batter. He singled last time and eventually scored. Murphy back to work. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one. Just the home talent stories alone. In fact, a book was written some years ago about the home talent league. There are quite a few references to Dodgeville. 0-1 pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. The colorful characters who have graced the Diamonds over the years in the home talent league, many from high school, have just moved right up to the next level in the local communities. 1-1 is foul down the line. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Gallagher got carded for a hit last time, bunted the ball, and made it to first, and then there was a throwing error on the catcher, which allowed a run to score. Here's the pitch, swing, and a miss, and there are two away. Murphy gets the first two outs, and Trey White. Trey reached on an error last time and scored a run. Murphy ready. Here's the kick and the pitch, and that one is high. One ball and no strikes. Dodgeville home talent team had some guys that were here for years and years. To the lineup before he even got here lots of times. 1-0 pitch, swing, and a miss. One ball and one strike. River Valley down two outs here in the inning. Murphy from the windup. There's the pitch, and it hangs high. 2-1. Logan Willis on deck. Blackhawks top half of the third. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 2-2 on the batter. Murphy back to it. Hawkinson with a glove up for the Dodgers. And here's the pitch. It's low. Full count offering now to the batter. Dodgeville won the previous meeting between these two teams at River Valley, 3-2. Full count, 3-2 offering to the batter. It is low, and he walked in. Trey White on for the second time today. Logan Willis will be the batter. He popped out last time. Logan, the eighth hitter in the order for Coach Mitch Heinemeier. Runner at first. Top of three, Aiden Murphy back to work. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. There are key games in the conference tonight. Richland Center playing at Lancaster. The Arrows have a pretty good start going. There's a strike to the batter, 1-1. In the Swall, Riverdale and Boscobel. That's always a good one. Throw to first. Ooh, pretty close play. Trey White gets down and dirty. Back to the bag with the hands in there. Riley Berg playing the bag for the Dodgers. Murphy ready to work. There's the pitch. Bounce back to the pitcher. Glove by Murphy. Runs it halfway and then throws him out. That is out number three. That will do it. In the third for River Valley, no runs, no hits, no errors in one. Left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number three. River Valley leads it 6-0 over the Dodgers. in our area high school baseball spotlight game on a Friday from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
Caring for you and about you, it's Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
Ball goes around the horn for River Valley, and they are set for the defense in the bottom of the third inning. They'll face the number 9, 1, and 2 batters. Luke Lateral leads it off for the Dodgers against Quincy Blakely of River Valley. Quincy from the windup. There's the pitch, and it's a strike. Nothing in one. Quincy has struck out one and walked one and given up one hit. From the line, the pitch. This one popped this way and out of play. Two strikes now on the batter. Sometimes where that ball lands in Centennial Park, it's kind of a guessing game where to find it. Lots of trees and playground equipment and different shelters. Ball could kind of ping pong all over the place. Two strike pitch is down low for a ball. One and two to the hitter. Leading off hitter here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. That one is just a bit low, evidently. Quincy wanted it. Two balls and two strikes. Blakely set and ready. Tall on the hill. Milanowski with a glove. Here's the pitch. Change up. And the batter, did he go around? They say he did. Now he's racing to first base after the ball gets by. And the throw by Milanowski to Gilbertson is in time. One away. Strikeout number two. So it was determined that Lateral went around. He didn't take off running right away, but Abbott Milanowski heads up. He knew what was the score and ran to get the ball and throws him out in plenty of time. Nathan Johnson will be the batter. He flew out to left field leading off the opening inning. Here's the pitch. Changeup outside for a ball. Wow. Close pitch again. One ball and no strikes. Blakely set. There's the pitch ripped in the air. Shallow left field. And that ball is going to drop in there for a base hit. Bare hand pickup by Jaden Gallagher. That holds Johnson to a single. And Dodgel has a one-out hit. The batter now will be Jack Graber. Jack flew out to center field. His first time up. Left-handed batter. Runner at first, one away for the Dodgers in the bottom of the third. Blakely ready. There's the pitch. There's the strike. Nothing in one. Quincy taking a little off that one. Finds the range. He is set and ready again. There's the pitch. Ripped in the air to right field. Fairly deep. Right fielder is back, and he's got it. Caden Plumlee hauls it in the right field corner, and there are two away. That will bring up Riley Berg. Riley accepted a walk last time. Runner at first, Nathan Johnson remains there for the Dodgers in the last of the third inning. Blakely ready. Here comes the pitch, ripped toward the middle. Diving play by River Valley. They'll scoop it to short. Jordan Gauger to Logan Willis. Diving on the ground, got it. Flipped back to the shortstop. That's a highlight reel. And that'll do it for the Dodgers in the inning. The force on Johnson, Berg into a fielder's choice, and Dodgeville is retired here in the inning. No runs. There was one hit, no errors, one left on. We go to inning number four here at Centennial Park in Dodgeville. It's River Valley leading 6-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. May is around the corner. So if you have a First Communion person, a Mother's Day gift, or even graduation for your upcoming event, Pamela's is Gift Central. Lots to choose from, and we'll wrap your special gift for free at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is a stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 to learn more.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Welcome back to Dodgeville. It's the top of the fourth inning. The first pitch is a ball to Jaden Gauger, who leads it off against Aiden Murphy. Then it's Caden Plumley and Griffin Sprecher. 6-0 River Valley, top of four. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Two balls and no strikes to the batter. Just a little bit of a breeze here at Centennial Park, as the afternoon will soon be evening. 2-0 offering. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a hard, heavy swing by Jaden. And it's 2-1. WIA tournament coming up starting right around May 23rd, there's a possibility that some teams will play that day. Here's the pitch, swinging strike. Count is 2-2 on Gauger. Caden Plumley and Griffin Sprecher also due here in the fourth. There's the pitch, strike three called, and there is one away. For Murphy, his second strikeout since coming on in relief. Caden Plumley will be the batter. Caden struck out in the first, flew out to left field, and drove in a run with a sac fly in the second. That's 6-run second inning for the Blackhawks. One away, Murphy with a pitch. Change up is called a strike. Nothing in one to Plumley. Murphy back, adjusts the cap, and gets ready. From the windup, the 0-1 is down low. One ball and one strike to the batter. You sitting out across the center field fence area. A lot of fans will sit out there from time to time. There's some nice shade. Great atmosphere here. There's the ball, and it's 2-1 to Caden Plumley. Murphy from the windup. There's the pitch. Strike call. Two balls and two strikes. One away in the top of the fourth inning here at Centennial. Murphy looking in for the sign from Hawkinson. Here's the pitch, bounce to third, knocked down there by Otterbaum. Long throw, they got him. Nice play, Joey Otterbaum, taking away a hit from Plumley. That could have easily gotten down the line for maybe more than a base hit. This will bring up Griffin Sprecher with two away. Sprecher has struck out and walked and scored. The lefty is in, and here's the pitch. That's off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Murphy says yes to the sign. Here's the pitch. That one back to the net. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes to the batter. Murphy gets the ball back. Adjusts the cap and he is ready. 2-0 offering. There's the pitch. There's a strike call. 2-1 to the batter. Sprecher back in. Here's the pitch. That one is low. 3-1 now to Griffin. Abbott, Milanowski due next for the Blackhawks. Murphy ready. There's the pitch. Strike two call. Pull up now on Griffin Sprecher. Dodgel trying to take him 1-2-3. Murphy ready. There's the deal. That is a ball, and he walked in. Griffin Sprecher heads down to the first base bag. And that will bring up Abbott Milanowski, who has popped out and doubled in two runs. He capped the scoring in the second inning for River Valley. Pickoff play to first, and the runner is back in time. Milanowski rolled that double down the left field line, getting a couple across for a big hit. Blackhawks not had a hit since that second inning. Four of them in that frame. Runner tags at first. Milanowski calls time, and he is ready. Couple of swings, and Murphy to the belt. Here's the pitch, runner going. It's ripped in the air down the left field line. It is in there for a base hit. Picked up by Noah Pitts, runner going toward third, and he is there. Runners at the corners now. Sprecher was off and running. He would not have made it to third had he not taken off for the stolen base attempt. So the Blackhawks back in business with two away in the fourth inning. Chase Gilbertson will be the batter. Abbott Milanowski has his second hit. Clyde Samples now running at first base for the Blackhawks. Milanowski comes out for the courtesy runner. Sprecher at third. Samples at first. And here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Nothing in one. Chase singled and scored in the second and struck out in the second. Teams batted around, or River Valley batted around that inning. They are threatening for some more here with two away in the fourth inning. This uprising started with two outs. The 0-1 is swung on and fell back. Two strikes now on the hitter. They'll get the ball back to the pitcher. Runners at first and at third. Gilbertson back in for the 0-2 from Aiden Murphy. Now the runner is taking off and going, and he is there at second base. Stolen base for Samples now. That takes away the force at second base. So that could turn out to be a big play. Murphy ready, the 0-2 offering, and it swung on and fouled back over into the apple orchard again. It knocks off a few apple blossoms. Back to Murphy with a new baseball. 0-2 to Chase. Swung on, popped up this way. It's drifting toward the out-of-play line. Reaching over, and he won't get it. Riley Berg went as far as he could. They'll come back and do it again. Runners at second and third for the Blackhawks. Chase Gilbertson trying to bring them home. 0-2 from Murphy. From the windup, there's the pitch. Reached out and touched toward right center field. It's got possibilities, and it lands in there. One run will score. Second run coming in. Head first slide. They won't get him. Now they've got Gilbertson between first and second, and he dives back into first base safely. 8-0, River Valley. How about it? Chase Gilbertson, big time hit right there. Two RBIs. And the inning continues. Danny Yonke now will have it at bat. Dodgeville has a conference at the hill. Two across in the fourth inning for River Valley. That makes it 8-0. Total of six hits now for the Blackhawks. Two in the inning. Conference is over. And Yonke, who singled and scored in the second, flew out to right in the third, will be the hitter. Aiden Murphy looking for the sign from Hawkinson. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Yonke stepping back in for the Blackhawks. Murphy to the belt. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Seeing River Valley on the road this year. I think we'll see them at home next week when they host Richland Center. 1-1 offering. Swing and a piece of it. Fouled back to the screen. Jordan Gallagher on deck with two away in the River Valley half of the fourth inning. Blackhawks have had a couple of long innings tonight. Murphy ready. Chase leads at first. The pitch fouled back. Apple Orchard bound again. And the batter stays alive. River Valley right on it. Fouling some back. And then able to put a few in play. Here comes the stretch. And the pitch. That one is called a ball. Count even at two balls and two strikes. Gilbertson back at first. The 2-2 offering. Swing and a miss. They got him. That'll do it for the Blackhawks here in the inning. Three strikeouts today for Aiden Murphy, but River Valley strikes for a pair in the inning. Two runs on two base hits. There were no errors and one left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number four. 8-0. River Valley leads Dodgeville here in high school baseball coverage. WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Through the generous support of the River Valley community and its dedicated fans, the Booster Club has been successful in fulfilling requests for everyday team needs for the athletic and FFA programs. Recent contributions include huddle and crossover film service for basketball, volleyball, and the WrestleBackers, boys basketball uniforms, scoreboards for the middle and high schools, and rental of an LED board and clocks for the cross-country invite. By fulfilling these requests, the Booster Club is able to enhance the district sports program. Go River Valley!
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
They go to the bottom of inning number four here in Dodgeville, and the batters include Ben Hawkinson, Noah Pitts, and Aiden Murphy against Quincy Blakely. 8-0 River Valley. Here we go. Bottom of four, the pitch. Strike call. Nothing and one on the hitter. Brewers win earlier over the Cubs, 3-1. Cub fans around here, I was talking to at the booth, so I got to be careful. Not to go out too much. There's a swing and a miss, strike two. Two teams will play 13 times this baseball season, so it's just one. Blakely looking in for the target. And now time was called as the batter stands out. Just think, And I've always respected the Cubs and the Cardinals as well. They're good rivals in the division. There's the pitch ripped in the air to center, coming on the center fielder, and Griff Sprecher makes the grab for out number one. One up, one down, no pits.